the University of Wyoming has opened its new engineering education and research facility. The $105 million project is being touted as one of the most advanced learning facilities in the nation and will not only benefit students, but the state and community as well. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
This is the Drilling and Completion Simulator, which is a state-of-the-art hands-on lab where students can learn just about everything they need to know about onshore and offshore drilling. The room is overseen by Tawfiq El Shahabi. He is of the Department of Petroleum Engineering, who tells me to put on some virtual reality goggles.
We have a virtual reality, a drilling rig virtual reality tour. And many of our students maybe never made it to a drilling rig or to the oil field. We take them to a virtual tour.
And there I am, somewhere in Wyoming, looking down from the top of a drilling rig, triggering my fear of heights. Everything you see makes you believe you're in an oil field, and way down below there's equipment, trucks, and it's all scaled to actual size. When you turn or look up and down, it's like you're actually at the rig site. Across the room, he's got another state-of-the-art simulator, and that is one of only two in the world that gives students a hands-on lesson in drilling operations. El Shahabi says the simulator has completely changed how he teaches. He says they can actually do everything someone can in the field in a laboratory setting.
Split them into teams, and every team will be trying to drill it fast and efficient. Then as an instructor, I'll be evaluating the results and giving them an immediate feedback. Same thing with the wireline and all the other simulators.
Before you had this simulator, how would you teach that?
Just showing them some pictures and lecturing, which active learning is more efficient than passive learning.
They also have an offshore rig that teaches students how to operate drilling operations at sea. That is also a state-of-the-art simulator. El Shahabi says UW has always had a good petroleum engineering program, but now it's beyond that.
This simulator here will put the university at the top when it comes to oil and gas industry, because this is the only simulator that looks like this in any other school.
And he says when you consider how affordable UW is, this could really grow their program. Engineering Dean Michael Pishko says that was certainly the goal when upgrading the engineering building was first considered about a decade ago. He says lawmakers, Governor Dave Friedenthal, wanted to take the program to the next level and help improve the ability to perform important research, education, and workforce training. And it's not just about oil and gas. Pishko says the new facility allows for active learning or hands-on approaches to teaching and learning, and it has other features.
We have a very large student innovation center, which is a makerspace. And so this is a place where students can design and fabricate what they're thinking of. So that could be anything from parts for an electric Formula One car that we have students working on to projects to help out high school and middle school students.
Makerspace coordinator Tyler Kerr says his facility is like an ultra-cool shop class.
A tinkering discovery area where we teach people how to use a lot of emerging technology that they might not have access to at home.
The highlight is 3D scanners and printers that allow people to print out actual hands-on projects. For instance, you could scan a skull from a faraway place and then print the actual skull out to be used in a classroom. They'll be offering how-to classes for students and the community. Another program is where the Department of Visual Arts on campus and computer science combined to develop a Center for Design Thinking. The goal, according to co-director Brandon Gellis, is to teach people how to bring engineering and design thinking concepts together.
An app is a perfect example on a phone of something that you need a computer scientist and a programmer to develop, but you also need something that looks really interesting and evocative and is intuitive.
The program is hoping to use students to develop entrepreneurial projects that can do a number of things, which includes solving some engineering issues in the state. Dean Pishko says these programs and others will certainly change the outlook for UW's engineering and computer science program.
I think it puts us on par with the kinds of facilities that you would see at places like Stanford or MIT.
Pishko says the reaction to the new facility has been fairly uniform. It's been wow. He says potential students have been incredibly impressed, and he expects that to pay dividends in the not-too-distant future. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.